Parshat Korach. I'm titling this Dvar Torah COVID and COVID. Not only is COVID a pandemic, but COVID, haughtiness, is also a terrible illness. And in speaking about Korach, the Pasuk says, Vayikalu el Moshe vel Aaron, Vayomra aleihem rav lechem. That's Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk Gimel. The entire congregation, I'm paraphrasing, are all holy. So why do you raise yourselves above the Lord's assembly? The Yalkut Lekach Tov poses the following question: how can holy people like Korach and his cohorts and his followers, how could they sin? So he brings down the Mesilat Yesharim, the Ramchal, in Perek Yud Aleph, who based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufbet Amud Aleph, tells the story about one of the worst kings throughout Jewish history, Yeravam ben Nevat, who was a chote, not only a terrible sinner, but a machti. Caused as many Jews as possible that they too should sin. It's called a chote or machti at Arabim. That's the worst level of Rishoyim that one could be. So the Gemara relates a medrash that Tofsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bigdo. Rabbi Yishon ran after Yeravam ben Nevat and grabbed onto his garment. V'amar lo, he said to him, Chazor b'cha, Yeravam ben Nevat, do tshuva. V'ani, v'ata, u'ben Yishai, me, and you, and ben Yishai means David HaMelech, David ben Yishai, nitayel b'gan Eden. We're going to go spatzirin, walking together in Gan Eden. Me, you, and David HaMelech, Ben Yishai. So, Yeravam ben Nevat turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Armalo, Mi Barosh. Who's going to be in front? Of course, he didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he meant me, or Ben Yishai, David HaMelech. Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch said, Ben Yishai Barosh. Now, so if you have the chutzpah to ask the question whether you should be first or Ben Yishai should be first, I was planning on sending you first. Because he said to him, Ani v'ata u Ben Yishai, me, you, and number three is Ben Yishai. But since you asked the question, you go down one rung. It's me, David HaMelech, too, and you, Ben Yishai. Armalo. So, Yeravam ben Nevat turns, according to the Gemara, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Yihachi lo be'ina. That's the case, I don't need it. Forget about it. Now, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed his garment, please, you, Yeravam ben Nevat, do tshuva, and everything in Gan Eden is open to you, shows how great he was. It wasn't Stam a person. But he wasn't offered to be in front and center stage, but right behind David ben Yishai. That wasn't good enough for him, and he turned it down. All because of COVID, haughtiness. That was his COVID, that was his pandemic, that was his illness, that was his sickness. That was his destruction and destruction of many, many Jews. And the Balei Musar, see the Geret Ramban writing to his son, basically point out to one thing. All of the Midot Ra'ot, all of the faulty human qualities stem from COVID, from gaiva. Pride, egotism, vanity, haughty, conceit, whatever synonym you might want. That's what it all leads. There's an interesting story I'd like to spend a few minutes telling you about. My father, Zichron Levracha, had a wonderful, besides being an exceptional Talmud Chacham and an orator and a wonderful person, he had an unbelievable sense of humor. So when he was elected president of the rabbinical council, they had a big thing in Heichal Shlomo. The chief rabbis were there, all of the important politicians, called the mayor was there, Yitzhak Rabin, and so on and so on and so forth. After it was all over that evening, we went upstairs. My parents were staying in Malon HaMelachim, King's Hotel, which is right down the block. So the siblings, with our parents, came up there to their hotel room. My father took out a little flask of schnapps. He wasn't much of a drinker, but he poured for everybody. We shall drink l'chaim. And he says, I have one dream. My dream is that I should be able to go to sleep tonight and wake up 2 years from now, where my 2 year cadencia, 2 years of being president of biblical council, will be over. Why? Because until now, all I was getting was COVID. Everything in honor of me, write-ups, interviews, whatever it might be. But now, tachlis, it's a question of going to work. So, you got the COVID, what I need the work for. And my father says, I've never seen it. He said, well, the terminology they used was, he didn't see it in the Ksovim. He never saw it written. But he can't believe it wasn't written. It's a gewaldic avort. The Mishnah Pirkei Avot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Aleph says, Hakina v'hataiva v'hakovod motzim et ha'adam min ha'olam. Jealousy, all different types of lust, and vanity or haughtiness takes a person, destroys him from this world. So my father says the following thing. He thinks that these three things, kina, taiva, kovod, are three stages in a human being's life. A child. Childhood. Childhood is based a great amount on jealousy. Why do I have to go to sleep, Shlomi? You let him stay up a little longer. How come you gave this one a toy and I didn't get? Why could this? It's all based upon jealousy. You get a little bit over the certain amount of maturity, then it switches from kina, it goes to taiva. Lust, desire, whether it's taivat noshim, or whether it's taivat mamon, but that's an entire stage in life. However, after a person has lived through childhood with kina, adulthood with taiva, he ends up at old age with COVID. Then it's all he's preoccupied about is self-respect. How do you treat me? I'm so important. So says to my father to us, to the group of us, the family, he says in Yiddish, Ich hab schon durchgelebkina. I lived through the stage of jealousy. Ich hab durchgelebtaiva. I lived through the stage in life of desire, of lust, whatever you might call it. What do I have? He says, now I'm up to COVID. That's the end of my life. I want COVID. Salavai, I got all the COVID, now you want the work, Vedafta Sabin. That's where Korach went astray. That's where Yerovam ben Nevat, as pointed out by Chazal, went astray. Everything became COVID, and when you come to COVID, you're willing to destroy everything, do every possible mistake and foolishness, because you're preoccupied with one thing and one thing only, you can come like Korach from all the Kedush and all the holiness and from the Shevet and the Yichus and Matan Torah and whatever it might be. But you've reached the stage that you will need to destroy anything, let anything go back down the tubes, as long as you get your covet. And that's what your Ravim Van Vat said. If you're not going to put me front and center, I don't need it. Forget about the whole thing. Let us, as human beings, learn to work on our Midot Tovot. Especially this Midah, which from that could spring out, bundles out all different other Midot Ra'od, if we don't have this, is the question of COVID. Let us hope that we can insulate ourselves, inoculate ourselves to get rid of that human personality pandemic. And we'll all be blessed with a wonderful, beautiful life together. Beviat Goel. Amen.